Father, we thank you for this time today. Bless these words to us and the thoughts that come with it in Jesus' name. Amen. So I'm going to just share a small message today, very short. Then we can open up. We can talk a little bit. Like last time, it started to go really well. And then we're gonna pray like we're gonna pray in the new year and pray as a body. So that will be the agenda today. Okay. Turn in your Bibles to Psalms 32. And yeah, last week we talked about we did give a message on forgiveness. And I want to stay there a little bit because I think it's really important. And I might even do a couple Sundays on this in a row. And we've hit it over and over, but you can never out-preach forgiveness, whether it's applied or it's given. You know, whether you're receiving it or whether you're administering it or showing it or acting in it. But there's blessedness that comes from forgiveness. You know, there's God's blessing in hand upon the person who understands it in their life and lives it and acts upon it and grows in it and lives in it. Because forgiveness is the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. It's his redemption. It's what he did upon the cross for the sins of the world. And he says, what they've done will not be held in account to them. It will not be put on their account. They will be able to live in justification. And justification is like just as if they've never sinned. And that's really amazing to think about that. Because that with forgiveness just goes hand in hand. This will not be charged to them. It will not be imputed. It will not be put upon their account. I will not even see it. So it proves we can live in forgiveness, and a person can also live in being forgiven, because it goes both ways. So we learn to forgive ourselves, like we talked about last week, and then we learn to forgive others. It's hard to forgive others if you haven't learned to forgive yourself. And it's hard to forgive yourself if you don't know what God has done for you personally, because it all just lines up. So Psalm 32, verse 1, it says, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, or even canceled. The act of the transgression was canceled. It was lifted. It was erased. God erased it. He lifted it. So that transgression, which is the results of the sin, is not even looked upon by God. As far as the east to the west, I remember their sins no more. Yet we will live in unforgiveness for days and months and even years. And the effects of that is just rotting you out. It's just it's a rotting pattern. So the blessed, that's why forgiveness has blessings with it. It's blessed is the man that understands this, who learns to appropriate that and to apply it to their lives, where they're not just saying, oh, I forgive you, but it becomes out, it's coming out in an act. So whose sin is covered. And today, you know, in the Old Testament, sin, there was a covering. But today, because of the priesthood of Jesus Christ, sin is removed. There, you know, even the covering, though, is enough for us, because it was enough for them. And that's how God wrote it. But today, our sins are removed. They are fully removed. They're not just covered. There's not something that you can lift under. It's, oh, yeah, there's that, and that, you know. That's not how God works that. He doesn't bring, once you sin, he doesn't, well, I'm going to add these then to your account too. But the covering is, how I look at this in the Old Testament, it's a covering of our guilt and our shame. Because those are the results of unforgiveness and the results of sin. And those don't need to play a role either. In this, all this in forgiveness, guilt and shame do not need to play a role as part of it either. So, to think about this, that grace is always greater than my sin. Grace is greater than my sin. And forgiveness means grace is available for me. Grace is always greater than my sin, no matter what I committed, because God died for the whole world. And there are some, including those that committed the worst of crimes, his blood covered that, or was good enough for that. And even whatever you did, the greatest, and people come to us and say, well, I can't be forgiven because of I did this, this, and this. They fail to realize this. They don't see the value in grace. Grace is always greater than the person's sin. There's nothing that one person cannot do that grace will not deal with or cover. And then forgiveness means that grace is always available for me. So now it becomes personal. And his grace is sufficient. And forgiveness is available, always ready available, always immediately available. God's forgiveness is always right there. It never stops going forward towards the believer. Whatever circumstance, at any time and at any place, a flood of forgiveness will be sent your way. At any moment, at any time that you just call out and cry help. You know, it's amazing. So, and it's all initiated because of God's grace. So forgiveness is the byproduct of God's grace. And then mercy comes in and gives me what I don't deserve. I don't deserve it, but he gives it to me anyway in James 2:14. Amazing mercy, amazing grace, you know. And this is why we practice forgiveness. Application to myself, but then to others, you know, and then with God, that's to myself. Lord, if there's anything that is in my heart that is preventing me even from forgiving others or receiving forgiveness for myself, I just want the Holy Spirit to expose that. And he will, you know, because it's so dangerous. And Satan will keep people in unforgiveness. Yeah. Unforgiveness is the only thing that keeps them away from Christ. Not believing they can be forgiven. Not believing that what Christ did on the cross included all of their sins. Oh yeah, he died for this and this and this, but now I got to deal with the rest of it. That's not true forgiveness. Forgiveness comes from one source, from the Father. Only God can forgive. And this is why Jesus Christ had to come. So, the last part in here. blessed is the man whom the Lord does not impute iniquity. And that's so amazing to know that God is not going to hold anything against me and is not going to impute anything to my account. But righteousness in Romans 4:3. Righteousness was imputed, not iniquity. You know, and thank God iniquity is not held in account and never to be brought up and never to be dealt with. And this is why in Hebrews it's so important to learn and to read about the high priest and the sacrifices that of what that office of the priest meant. And what was the meaning of the sacrifice, the sacrificial lamb, and why did they do that? And why did they do an scapegoat? And why did the priest, and why did it have to follow a circumstance? Because all of that would be fulfilled through Christ as a once and for all. He fulfilled it exactly to the T and left nothing out. So that's why there's no more sacrifice. So we put our trust in the faith of the one Lamb that paid for the sins of the world and did it with unconditional love towards those who weren't even, you know, the Bible says those who were enemies in Ephesians 2, that those in who were enemies with him, he went to that cross and did that. So he forgave us even when we didn't even call for forgiveness. He sent his forgiveness towards us so that we can live in amazing life. So we receive it and then we give it, you know, and we don't want to bear it within our bodies of flesh. You don't want to bear, you don't want to hold any resentment, any unforgiveness. You don't want to deal with any of that. We, as the body, we keep short accounts, very short. With marriages, you keep short accounts. This is what I fell in love with my wife about. I mean, all the time, even with her mother. Mom, if there's anything that I did to offend you today, I want to say I'm sorry. Is that amazing? What a conscience. Because that's a washing of the conscience. It's a cleansing of the mind. I don't want nothing. I don't want to take nothing to bed, because if I take it to bed, I wake up with it. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to start a brand new day whose mercies are new each morning with unforgiveness starting in the beginning of the day. It's brutal on your life. I mean, your mind will, your conscious thinking will always be aware of that incident until it is dealt with. You ever notice that? As soon as you ask for forgiveness, don't you feel like you're just cleansed and washed and you're just bathed in his forgiveness? It's amazing how that happens. And diseases and sicknesses have all been pointed to unforgiveness. It's really amazing. So even the world gets it, you know, how dangerous this could be. So, Heavenly Father, we just again thank you for these words that you've given us today. The amazing blessedness of forgiveness that is only found in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior, the Messiah. In Jesus' name, amen.